My name is Jean Dunning, and I'm an artist. You might wonder why artists so often use pictures of people's bodies to get the viewer thinking about something that has more to do with their psychology or their inner life. I think there's a really simple reason for that. Visual artists, we work with materiality itself. If I show you an image of a rock, or even an actual rock, you see a rock and you might have associations with that particular rock. But as soon as I show you a picture of a person's body, we recognize that this is a thinking, feeling being like ourselves. And so immediately, as soon as you see the body, you're thinking about the mind. You're thinking about the person and who they are and what they think. There's a slightly more complicated way to speak about this same idea that is really interesting to me. This idea that both some of the structures of our thinking and the model of our sense of self that we have in our minds, that these actually come from our skin. It's the idea that, you know, from the time we're born, we're being cared for by other people, right? And so we're being held or being wrapped in a soft, fuzzy blanket. As that blanket is like rubbing against our skin, or as our caregivers are holding us, gradually this gives us a sense of the skin as a border of the body, and a sense that there is a difference between what's part of me and what's not part of me, what's the rest of the world that I'm interacting with. That notion of a container or an inside and an outside becomes one of the basic structures of our thought. When artists try to speak towards some of those literal physical experiences that we have in the world, we are talking about literal physical things. But at the same time, those things naturally function as psychological metaphors because our minds are based on these physical experiences. I find that really interesting. And I do think that is a real reason why the body becomes a really interesting vehicle and effective at speaking about both our physical existences and our psyches at the same time.